This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I didn't know about these things, but they don't surprise me at all, and they're endemic to the system anyway. And what I find sort of extraordinary is that, you know, this man is at the top of a very particular iceberg, you know, and he's, I don't think you can describe him as a sex addict, he's a predator. But what he's, as it were, the top of the ladder of is a system of harassment and belittling and bullying and interference and what my mother would have referred to in the olden days as pestering. Is he pestering you? That's the word we used to use in the olden days, if you recall. This has been part of our world, women's world, since time immemorial. So what we need to start talking about is the crisis in masculinity, the crisis of extreme masculinity, which is this sort of behaviour, and the fact that it is not only okay, but it also is represented by the most powerful man in the world at the moment.
So when you describe him as being the tip of the iceberg, do you think there are others like that in your industry in Hollywood?
Of course.
Many?
Many.
To that degree?
Maybe not to that degree. Do they have to all be as bad as him to make it count? You know, does it only count if you really have done it to loads and loads and loads of women, or does it count if you do it to one woman once? I think the latter.
Emma Thompson, Oscar-winning actress, commenting on Harvey Weinstein, and to the point that we were talking about, you know, I think that Weinstein right now is on full display, but this is subject to more information is to find out. But to her point, it doesn't matter whether it's numbers, if it's one, you know, and any kind of suggestion. But the challenge here in talking about this and dealing with it, and, you know, this is their world, all right, and they've brought it, you know, off the stage and into the audience now, to where we're talking about this. And, you know, and my hope and prayer for them is that they find remedy in doing this. It is, as she said, I mean, and boy, it was like, talk about a drop of the mic moment. This is endemic. It's a systemic issue. It is part and parcel in part of the DNA of Hollywood. This is the way they roll. I mean, we've, like I said, you know, we've heard about the casting couches. Casting couches are famous. You know, you've heard about that going on forever. So, you know, it's like anything, any kind of sin or offense that's ignored and allowed to continue on. This is, you know, what the book of Ecclesiastes points to when it says that, because sin is not dealt with repeatedly, it gets complicated. And this is what happens for Harvey Weinstein. It got very complicated. And this could happen to anybody. I mean, here he is, his wife. He's lost his wife, his family, his business, his career. He's asking for mercy. But I think he's asking for mercy because he's trapped right now. I don't think it's a sincere repentance situation. Yet it's just, you know, his whole world has been turned upside down, and he wants mercy. And, you know, whether or not mercy will be there, time will tell, because we all want mercy, don't we? And this is a tough deal to see. I mean, it's tough to see that this is the human condition and what we're capable of doing. You know, people look at Stephen Paddock, for example, in Las Vegas, and it's so disdainful, but, you know, this is wickedness. And we're going to talk with Phil Hotzenpiller a little bit later on about this, is that this is the condition of man. Many would want you to think, oh, no, it's an exception. No, wickedness is part of our own humanity. You talk about something that's endemic. It's there without any kind of restraint, any kind of moral compass. Heaven help us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. No, do we have a ride with you? You know that. Anytime we're talking with Lauren Kitchen, you know, it's a joyride. In fact, you know, this is the way we roll here. In fact, she's in a car right now, and I have to talk especially loud because are you in a car or are you in a tractor?
It's a car that sounds like a tractor. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I got the thing. It's a Dodge Nitro. They only made them for like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And when my husband and I got married, I already had it. He goes, this thing is awful. And I'm like, I know, but it's paid for.
So what was it? The only car that had cans already in the back with a sign just married on it? Is that why you got it?
No. I got this 10 years ago when I was doing Glenny Thomas Dodge, you know,
in California. Yeah, where they're...
I bought it from them, and I kept saying, y'all need Jeeps, and this came out, and Bob, the owner, said, well, we've got a car out that kind of looks like a Jeep, but this is what I've learned. Never, ever, ever get a car in the first year that it is off the assembly line, because they haven't worked out the kinks, and it had a lot of kinks, but we've still got it. It's got 150,000 miles, and I'm flying down the road with our two English bulldogs in the car, slobbering everywhere and eating up my whole box of Kleenex.
Oh, no. Do they have their head out the window?
Well, they would, but I'm driving so fast that we would be like in a
wind tunnel. You just blow them right out.
They would love to fly out the door. I mean, that would be their favorite thing to do. They're like, woo-hoo!
Yeah,
we're falling!
Can you imagine all the slime on the side of your car, both sides, if their heads were out the door or the window?
But I have to take them everywhere because they've eaten our house.
Oh.
They've eaten like 15 places, drywall down to the nuts.
Drywall?
Go eating it off. I mean,
what is it? What is it in drywall? What is it in drywall, dogs?
I don't know.
My daughter had a Dalmatian. He ate the drywall too, and I'm going, what is it in drywall that dogs are missing out of their diet that they want to chew on drywall?
Well, ours are really hungry at our house because, I mean, it's bad. They've chewed the corners of all of our, you know, trim, the crown molding. It's a new, we only lived here maybe 2 years. It's a fairly new house.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I send pictures to the guy that fixes stuff for us, he's like, Lauren, get those doggies out of your house.
So,
and I'm like, I know.
So does he bring you like a big bag of dog food? You know, here, if you feed these guys the dog food once in a while, they won't be chewing your house down.
Yeah, he ought to. And I got a brand new bedspread last week because they had shredded the other one I'd had forever.
And you went ahead and bought a brand new one, and you got these terrorists running around like that?
Well, because I'm thinking the reason that they're picking on the other one is it was a little bit old, a little frayed. I thought this one's new. They won't drag up anything. I walk in. I put this picture on Facebook. I walk in, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord, it looks like it snowed in our room. They had cracked the thing open. The stuffing was everywhere. I dragged this big king-size comforter into the cleaners, the same one that fixed the other one, and I'm like, I know.
You can fix it?
Well, this lady's going to try to sew it up. Now, sometimes I'll do a little sewing if it's like a small job, but this is way past my, like, learning curve.
This is full reconstruction, huh?
Yeah, this is like home economics extraordinaire, and I did not do well in that. I made
You have to have a PhD in home. You got to have a PhD in home econ to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is beyond biscuit making. This is beyond biscuits. Yeah.
It is. Okay. So Robin's like, we got to start crating them. I'm like, I don't like crating dogs. He goes, honey, we have got to. You can't take them with you everywhere you go until they're 2 years old. I'm like, all right. So I guess we're going to have to start doing that.
What are you going to do when you go to the White House? I mean, you know, Donald Trump and Melania want you guys over there. You got to bring the bulldogs with you? They're going to shred the Oval Office, man. You out there, and there it is.
Trump can't afford to have it redone, though, and he won't ask the people to pay for it. He'll redo it all on his own budget.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's giving his money away anyway, right? I mean, every one of his paychecks, he's trying to find somebody to hand it to.
Seems like it.
Well, you know.
I mean, he's helping a lot of people, I feel like.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, look what's happening with the stock market. People are encouraged. He's following the lead of one Barack Obama has used his pen today to take care of, some health care business. I mean, if Congress isn't going to do it, why not him, right?
Exactly. Well, I saw a guy interviewed on Fox News the other night that's from Hillary's camp, and they were asking about the whole Harvey Weinstein thing.
Oh,
and
you want to go into that? Okay, all right.
Well,
I kept
bringing it back to Trump.
Uh-huh.
So we were just laughing because the commentator's like, dude, this has nothing to do with, why are you bringing up Trump? I'm asking why Hillary didn't come forward for 5 days when her passion is women and taking care of women and women being treated with respect. And he said it took her 5 days and you're talking about Trump? And
They missed the point. They don't know what to do. Because what's going on with the Yaya Sisterhood? I mean, you would think the Yaya Sisterhood would assemble
here. It's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Everything falls
of all places.
Because he has so much power, it didn't matter. And the things that happened, what I've been keeping up with, they weren't just like little stuff, no big deal, you know, making a wise crack like, hey, cutie, or...
Yeah,
you know,
no, we're talking rape.
Stuff.
We're talking rape. We're talking assault. I mean, this is, and the thing is, Lauren, I really do genuinely feel for the women. In fact, I was talking with somebody today about it that, you know, because her daughter wanted to, you know, she wanted to be an actress. And I think, oh my gosh, you know, probably two of the scariest things that could happen to me is my daughter said, number one, she wanted to be an actress. Because you know what goes along with it and the risk and, you know, the whole casting couch thing. You and I, we live there in Southern California.
We've
heard the stories.
To make it. Oh, my goodness. I had a friend that was an actress, and she would tell me stories when she'd get off a movie shoot. And I would go, what? I didn't even know that stuff went down. Like, for real?
Yeah.
What people were willing to do just to make it. And it's just devastating. I mean, and with this guy that they're doing the cover-up, and, you know, Rose McGowan, the actress, she tried to tweet that the executives in the company that he and his brother have knew what was going on, and they buried it, and Twitter shut down her account.
Well, you know, and look at the reporter who took this story to NBC, and they says, ah, now, you know, it's still kind of junior league. We need more information. So he walks it across the street, and the New York Times picks up on it, and their excuse, their plausible deniability story was that, oh yeah, well he fixed it up. He didn't give us the same story, but he says, well, not so. You know, they had the story. All this stuff. I mean, he'd been working on it for 7-8 months, did his due diligence on it, and, NBC just didn't want it because, well, you know what happens, Lauren, you know, with somebody like Harvey Weinstein, who is very powerful, he spends a lot of money with these different media outlets, and so he threatens them and says, hey, look at how many millions of dollars do you want to lose this year? Go ahead and run the story. And so they run scared. They don't run the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are.
And that's been working for them for decades.
3 decades later, Lauren.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, you think, okay, how many, you know, speaking of the women and the dreams and ambitions they have that are totally shut down because of this deviant.
Well, didn't his assistant come forward too recently? He didn't give his name. And he wouldn't show his face. But he said that whenever a new actress came in, everyone in the office knew they had to leave, you know, that area. And they could. He would call them and tell them they could come back an hour or two later.
Right.
I mean, that is just,
It's totally sick. Well, we got to go to break. Stay with us, America. More from Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, the Lolo Girl. We're talking professor, yes, extraordinaire. Are you still professing these days?
Yeah, I'm not, and I want to really get back into it again just because I miss my students. I'm still very close to so many of my students, but when we moved back down south, some people talk to me about it, and I'm like, I've got small kids. Let me just wait until they're a little bit older. But I really miss it.
Well, the thing that's so cool, see, is that you got all these mom thing stories to tell. You got, yeah. I mean, between the dogs and the kids, I mean, you're
every
like the cats. You're like the Katzenjammer kids. I mean, Robin's got to be, he's got to be sitting in the corner somewhere just documenting all this history and stuff, because he's going to write a multi-million-dollar tome, you know. It's just going to.
Every day, you know. Robin says this, he's like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, that's all that you could say with our crazy life.
Well, you got to run a camera. Look at all this money these people are making, you know, with reality TV. I mean, you ought to get it all involved. I mean, the dog's shredding up your brand new beds.
And the kids cheering them on in the background. Go.
Hey, speaking of mom's things, what's this story about this family that leaves a three-year-old and, like, it took them 24 hours. What are they? I mean, were they Democrats or something? I mean, this is like...
No, you said that, not me.
I know.
It was in Salt Lake City, I believe, and it's like a harvest corn maze.
Yeah.
And it says, like, if you look from the sky, it's really cool. It says Amazing Grace or something like that, and families go, and, you know, just like you go to the little harvest camps where there's pumpkins and things, and they had 10 children. I don't know if these were their children, foster children. I'm not clear on that part.
Mm-hmm.
But the three-year-old was left behind. Another family found the child. So this is the part that's bewildering, but I guess with 10 children, you could maybe see this happening. I don't know. There's really no excuse. They didn't miss the child till the next morning. I mean, that is very disconcerting. You know,
who's responsible?
They all go to bed and they don't know the kids home. Still.
Yeah, there's no body count. There's nothing. All the other kids they're not saying, "Hey, where's Johnny?" I mean, they're just eating up his dinner.
Weird.
They're eating up his share of dinner, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's bizarre.
I don't know the people. I'm not in the situation, but from reading the story, I'm thinking you don't need that kid back. If your child is missing for that long and you don't know the kid's not there, what else could, you know, the child get into? And you'd be like, oh, you know, not even thinking where's Timmy.
Yeah,
think
exactly.
About it until it's too late. So they're going to do some investigating.
So what would you say about Jesus' parents? You know, they forgot him too, you know, for a while. Would they be put on time out for a while?
They had a bunch of kids too. Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I mean,
he had free will there.
Yeah. Well, yes, I mean, he was kind of...
He wanted to be gone.
No, he did.
He wanted to be in the temple.
Well, he was about his father's business, but
after that,
he behaved himself.
They didn't have DHS back then.
No.
Yeah,
just make them up. It's okay. It's all right, but I know what you meant.
what department of... What is it?
Well, it's social services.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have none of that back in those days.
No, that's exactly right. But here it is. You know, and to your point, here's this 3-year-old gone for, you know, 24 hours, and this is wild. This reminds me. I mean, I had a very dear friend of mine in LA radio, right? But she was married to a guy that he was damaged from, you know, hallucinogenic drugs. And he was a musician, okay? So that should tell you everything. And so they have this baby girl. And
did they name her Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Almost close. Almost like Autumn Haze. Remember Autumn Purple Haze? Anyway, so this is another friend of ours, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about. You can tell her. She goes, yeah, my dad was a hippie. No, you didn't have to tell us that. We know. So anyway, she has to go to the doctor because she has to, you know, do her postpartum kind of checkup thing. And she leaves the baby with the dad, but he's got to go to the musician hall because he's got practice. So, he says, well, I got to take the baby. He said, okay, fine. So anyway, he's done with practice. He's coming home. He's bringing in his gear. My dear friend, she's in the shower getting cleaned up, and she's kind of noticing that Steve will change his name to protect the innocent. Steve, is bringing equipment in, but she's not sensing the baby's coming in. She's thinking, oh, well, maybe the baby's asleep in the car. And so she comes out, and Steve's sitting there with a beer watching TV, and, you know, where's the baby? And about that time that she's asking the question, Steve realizes that he's forgotten something. And
you left the baby at the studio?
the phone rings. She picks up the phone and she's hearing the baby crying in the background. And the guy, the supervisor there in the hall, is going, "I think somebody forgot someone."
Oh no! He never left that child with him again.
And so
12.
But his classic. Now this is a guy who's been damaged, you know, from drugs and what have you, And but his honest answer was, "Well, man, wow, you gotta understand, this is new to me too."
What else could he say?
Yeah, but he was honest. It was new to him. Oh my God, she told me this story. We're at the Brown Derby in Hollywood. We're having breakfast. I am laughing so my head falls right into my plate of eggs and bacon. Man, I got egg stuff splattered all over. I am just dying laughing. I never laughed so hard.
Serious now. Yeah. You got to be careful. Like, you can't be, punishing your children in public or anything anymore, or you'll get a call. I mean, people will get out their cell phones. And
yeah, what happened to the good old days when you can forget your child for a day or two? Leave them at Disneyland. I mean, whatever,
You can switch up the pieces in public.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, after all,
cheering you on.
I mean, come on, Lauren. What do you think they have lost and found for?
Yeah, it's definitely a new world, because when I'm out and about and I'm wanting to pinch a plug out of mine, I'm like, I better be careful somebody be having their cell phone.
Yeah, you can't be like...
We all happen to watch our P's and Q's, even if you're doing the right thing.
You cannot be like Mama Kitchens. Mama Kitchens, you don't get away with that stuff.
I got a switch in every day until I was 12. I mean, every day I got a switch in, and the switches are bad, like a belt, a paddle.
Could you imagine... If that didn't happen, what you'd be like now?
Oh, I'd be a worse holy care. Worse. Yeah, my mom used to say, she's just like, I have to take the heck out of you. I just have to. It probably did take that. Have y'all ever had a switch in? I remember I was so thankful when I started becoming grounded instead of getting a switch in, because it was so awful.
Yeah. Well, my dad was the one. And when he went for his belt, it was like, oh my goodness,
A belt ain't nothing.
With my dad. But then what happened later on is that he found out he could talk to me. Because my dad would give us our haircuts, and he would sit there, and the thing, it was devastating me. He'd go, "William, I just want you to know, your mother and I are very disappointed in you." And I'm going, "Dad, I'm going to go to the closet. I'm going to get your belt. I'd much rather you beat me with your belt.
That would not have bothered me one bit. No,
oh, that devastated.
I've been like, who cares?
That devastated me. That devastated me to hurt my dad like that. I just couldn't do it. Hey, one final topic as we wrap things up here. We got about a minute or so left. So is football going to be turned back on in the Stewart household? What are you doing?
Thing. I've noticed, it's funny you say that, he has not been watching like he normally does, and he's a faithful football fan across the board, especially with his favorite college, Mississippi State University, Go Dogs.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a different level, but still, I mean, it's affected our home, especially when it comes to pro ball. It's not the same.
Exactly. Well, I think people along the way are finding out, Lauren, what it's all about and what the true meaning of life is all about, and maybe for the NFL, but I think this is going to hurt them for a long time. I don't think this is something they can snap back, and along the way, look for my prediction is Roger Goodell doesn't last. I think he becomes the $40 million scapegoat. I'm just saying. But we got to leave it right there. Got to leave it right there. So, Lauren, where can they go to be in touch with you and all your charm and all your fun stories?
To connect with any of our listening family, Living Life with Lauren on Facebook, or you can find me at Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Instagram, or get Bill's cell number and hit me at my cell number. How about that?
There it is. Yeah, get my cell number. I'm always available, no doubt about it.
He never answered.
Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight, Lucy. All righty. Ciao. All right, bye.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
For P-150, P-150 GA, P-150 NY, P-150 OK, P-150 TN, C-250 A, C-250 E, C-250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the hippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Hey, we got tickets to give away, okay, because we're givers. You know that. I got a pair of tickets. I got many pairs of tickets, so all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, if you want to go see the movie The Stray. It is that touching, real true story of Mitch Davis. We talked to him last week. As you might recall, he wrote, produced the movie. It's all about Pluto, his dog, his angel dog that came into their life and turned their world upside down, got it back on track. Amazing, amazing story. The reviews and comments I'm hearing from other people that have gone and seen it, love it. And so, hey, why not you? And it's absolutely free, our gift to you from Bill Martinez Live. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want movie tickets, and hey, we'll get them off to you, all right? So bill@billmartinezlive.com, your chance to see the movie Stray with our compliments. Absolutely free. Okay. All you got to do is just send me an email. We're going to be talking about your zip code and how it might be affecting your health. Have you heard about this? It's kind of crazy when you think about it. You know, your zip code could actually be affecting your health. Well, according to the American Heart Association, individual behaviors aren't the only factors that affect health. Community environments also play a determining role in health outcomes. In fact, people living just 5 miles apart can have a difference in life expectancy of more than 20 years. You heard that right. I imagine, you know, 5 miles apart, 20-year difference just because of the zip code that you're living in. Well, Mark Moore is going to be joining us. He's an ambassador for Empowered to Serve, and he's going to be talking about why your zip code may increase your risk of stroke, high blood pressure, and other types of heart disease. Are we still waiting for Mark? Are we connected with him? Oh, Mark is here with us. Hey, Mark, we had it on pause, and I was just hoping that you were going to be right there. Mark Moore joins us now. Mark, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me this morning.
Hey, good to have you here. Mark is also a little side business here because Mark has an incredible story, a faith story of his own. He's the author of the book, A Stroke of Faith, A Stroke Survivor's Story of a Second Chance at Living a Life of Significance. It was published earlier this year by Faith Words, a division of Hatchett Book Group. Now, the book tells the story of Mark's medical crisis in 07 when he suffered back-to-back strokes and almost lost his life. It goes on to give witness to Mark's spiritual transformation from believing he was in charge of his life to knowing that God had control all along. Kind of amazing when you get to that realization, isn't it, Mark?
That is amazing, and thank you very much for that. And you're correct. In 2007, I developed a blood deficiency. Because of that blood deficiency, I had two strokes. And I wrote the book to try to help people recover. But the other thing that I decided to do was join the American Heart Association as an ambassador to also try to reach people to help them in understanding how we can prevent a stroke and then recover from a stroke.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate your commitment, and that also God is using you and broadening out your platform. And here today, we're on a wider platform of 280 markets across the country, around the world via shortwave. So they're all hearing your advice and your mission in life, Mark. And we can thank God for ordering your steps, right?
That is correct. You said it. Well, I can't say any better. Thank you very much. You know, as part of that ordering the steps, as I told you, in addition to writing the book, my wife and I decided that we wanted to partner with the American Heart Association to try to make a difference in people's lives. And one of the things we're doing is October 17th and 18th, we are holding, as you mentioned earlier, this Empower to Serve Summit at Value Dayton University here in Washington, D.C. And as part of that summit, we'll be holding a storytelling competition, and we ask people in local neighborhoods to submit creative and innovative ideas to try to eliminate the health disparities we see around the country.
How cool is that? When you get people like that telling stories, you know, my friends in Hawaii, they don't tell stories, they talk story. That's what they do. And I love that concept, because they go, what are you doing? Well, we're over here talking story. I go, I like that.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, we received 128 submissions, and anything from urban farming to community transportation, people coming with innovative and creative ways to try to eliminate some of those health disparities that you talked about. Mm. As you mentioned earlier, the fact of the matter is, people in the same zip code can be living 5 miles apart and can have a 20-year difference in life expectancy. And we just said, we have to do something to address that. And we think working with local people in their local communities, that working with them, we can come up with creative ways to try to address, to eliminate some of these health disparities.
Exactly. Well, Mark, that is incredible. As we were reading, you know, 5 miles apart, there could be as many as a 20-year range in terms of expectancy of life. So your zip code makes a difference. So why are you finding out that the zip code makes a difference?
That's the question. And there's a number of things, and I'll touch on two things. First, if you think of some of the low-income neighborhoods, there's a scarcity of biking and walking paths. And because of that, that means the people in the neighborhoods, they don't have the ability to enter to a healthy exercise regimen, and that will impact their health. The other thing we found is what we call food deserts, and that is folks in low-income neighborhoods don't have access to healthy food choices, fresh fruits and vegetables, combined with the fact that they are low-income neighborhoods, so even if they could, they couldn't afford it. And we call that a food desert. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, when I heard that, you know, my wife and I, being a two-stroke survivor, and dedicating my life to trying to improve the lives of people around this country, and then I decided to partner with the American Heart Association. And when I heard this little fact, I had to go back to my upbringing. I grew up in New York City in a town called Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. And the local stores did not have fresh fruits and vegetables. And as I read that, it dawned on me that, you know what? I think I grew up in the food desert, right?
Yes, right.
In Jamaica, Queens. And so I just feel compelled. We've got to make a difference. Mm-hmm. We must do all we can to help people. And we think this competition is a step in that direction.
But you had plenty of sidewalks, though, in Jamaica, Queens, didn't you?
we had sidewalks, but there wasn't no walking paths.
That's right.
There
was
no bike paths.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, bike paths in New York City, that's tough. That's a tough way to go. We get to New York almost every year. In fact, we're going to go again this year because I love the city at Christmas time. There's just something real special about New York at Christmas.
Oh, it's a beautiful city. It's funny. It's a beautiful city, and I grew up that way. And I had no idea that, really that neighborhood I grew up was a food desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started, became a partner for the American Heart Association. And when I read that, I thought back, I said, you know what? I think that was a food desert.
Yeah. I know that. I've never heard that concept before, Mark, and I'm glad you shared that with us as food deserts, because now we're going to start looking at, different aspects of our life that we might find that might be a desert experience, whether it's a food desert or an exercise desert, where we're just, we don't have bike paths, and that's amazing, too. I hadn't even really thought that much about it. I know in communities where there are bike paths, I enjoy that, and walking paths and that sort of thing. Except for, I will say this, Mark, the people that have their dogs that don't pick up after their dogs, that's a problem. Hey, because the rest of us want to be able to walk the walkways and ride our bikes without having to, go through your dog poop. So pick up after your dog. That just, I thought I'd throw my two cents in there. Hey. So as we wrap things up here, Mark, it's been real special to talk to you and hear about your success, and I'm glad you're doing well after two strokes, more than well, serving God and serving the people, because servanthood is what it's all about, and empowered to serve Summit. What a perfectly titled organization and hope and prayer for you guys. Again, remind everybody how they can get involved.
Well, thank you very much for that opportunity, and I would ask people to go to our website, empoweredtoserve.org. That's empowered with an E-D, toserve.org. And if they go to that website, they'll find all about the summit on October 17th and 18th at Gallaudet University. They'll find about the storytelling competition that we will tell that day. And as importantly, they will find out how to join us at the American Heart Association and get involved. Help us come up with creative ways and creative ideas to try to eliminate some of these health disparities that we see around the country.
Absolutely. He's an ambassador for the American Heart Association.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melody Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have saw him. That's a man from that dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little tender love and care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
A word that was so different from other people. But what I found out was, everybody's different. Same kind, different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me. Starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to SameKindOfDifferentAsMeMovie.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, it's just one of those days, I guess. We've had a little bit of a challenge getting our guests. I don't know, something must have happened, you know, with Fridays. Every once in a while this goes on, but it is the nature of doing a live radio show as we do every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we bring you experts and guests that know the facts, take it out of the realm of opinion as much as possible. As I say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so, yes, there's some things that you have to exercise yourself, and, you know, sometimes we have to kind of circumnavigate a topic or maybe surround it away with opinion before we can actually gain the proper understanding and enlightenment of it. Out of this, you know, we try to be anchored in the truth and with a moral sensibility and responsibility on your behalf. And so we're grateful for the guests that we're able to attain and share with you every day. And we're on standby right now for our friend John Zemarek, who is Dr. John Zemarek, who's the senior editor at The Stream. And if he joins us, we're going to talk about Poland has already saved Europe twice. Will it lead the defense of the West? Interesting, huh? So if we get John, we'll talk about that. But meanwhile, there's so much more to talk about. Of course, the president is talking at the conservative summit right now. And, you know, again, reinforcing conservative values and, you know, beating the drum and the vision and mission of what conservatism is all about, what a constitutional government looks like, returning to, you know, our foundational principles. Those foundational principles that our founding fathers exercised themselves over. I mean, you know, it's rather miraculous when you think about what our founding fathers were able to do. Here they are. They leave a country. I mean, you've got to let go. And it's not just leaving the country. I mean, you do so in a treasonous sort of way. I mean, you are subject to death. And they put it all on the line in order to, you know, to fulfill a dream and a vision of having a better country than the one they lived in. They saw that living in England was not good. It was inhibitive. It wasn't freedom. It wasn't about freedom. It was about constraint of the people. And they designed a government which wasn't something that happened in 2 days. I mean, dare I say, if the mainstream media existed then as it does now, what they would have done, they probably would have discouraged people to such a degree that they probably would have just said, okay, well, we'll just stay, you know, we'll stay what we're doing and we'll just, be subjects to the king and, you know, and we'll just be a colony. That's it. And end of story. But no, this ragtag group, persistent individuals, ragtag group compared to, you know, the eloquence and excellence of England, you know, they say, hey, look, we got a better way here. And this clearly was God inspired, you know, because when you look at the principles of our Constitution, so many of those principles came from, you know, they came from the Bible. They came from what God had dictated already to the children of Israel. And this is why it's important for us to consider, again, you know, when you look over the history of the nations, how many nations where it's been so obvious the hand of God has been upon? You know, I think you can't argue that, you know, Israel is not one of those nations. I mean, they definitely have seen the hand of God time and time again. We read about it historically in the Bible. There's many, many stories outside of the Bible that would reinforce that fact. And, you know, the second nation, you know, to also realize the hand of God in a dramatic way in its founding and all the way through has been the United States. So I think this really makes us rather unique. And like anything that you realize that comes from God is that God designs such with a purpose. It's not a theory. I mean, there is a reason that God decided to elevate the United States of America. Clearly. And when I believe that we're true to that purpose, it goes well for us. When we violate that purpose, in much the same way as you would violate the law of gravity, well, you find out when you hit the ground, it hurts. But, you know, what's interesting is that we can violate the law of gravity and we kind of understand it. Okay, that happened because we violated the law of gravity. We violate godly principles and we come up with some other excuse. Oh, well, you know, if we'd only done this better, if we'd only built this stronger, if we were just a little bit smarter. No, we don't want to go back and say, well, if we got back in line with our Christian principles and the godly principles and the moral compass that we've had, it would go better for us. You see, and this is what, you know, in business and what Donald Trump, even, you know, mentioning Donald Trump because of his business acumen, this is what smart business leaders do. Is they will go into companies that, especially ones that have been in existence already, and they will look at what happened with that company. When they were healthy, what were they doing when they were healthy? And when the disease entered, what happened? You know, because like anything, you know, I always say all ideas are valid. I mean, you know, to a degree, they're valid initially, and that is that you don't want to squash ideas. You want to entertain ideas. But there needs to be a filter to say, does that particular idea, does it add or take away from the brand and the business? Kind of like the NFL. It's like here they decide, okay, we're going to sit during the national anthem. Nobody stopped to think, which is amazing to me because it's only been going on for a couple of years now. Nobody stopped to think to say, okay, what is this going to do? Is this going to help or is this going to hurt us? And what they had to find out the hard way is that the law of gravity does exist. That when they violate certain laws and they hit the ground, somebody gets bruised and it's painful. And the NFL is in pain right now, but because they're so used to pain, some of them don't even realize how much pain their brand is in and what they've put at risk here. They just feel like, okay, if they could only get these white people to understand how we've been abused, then we wouldn't have to object to this. And I'm just wondering about that whole argument and perception with all due respect. Okay. And I say that because, you know, I hear statements like from Spike Lee, who makes reference to the plantation. I go, Spike Lee, wait a minute, come on, buddy. I mean, I think you're a pretty smart guy. You're obviously very gifted and talented, things that you've created. I mean, some of these things are just incredibly awesome. But when you make a statement like that, it's like, wait a minute, you have to disconnect yourself from reality. Because to bring reference to a plantation I never knew in the history of slavery, in this country anyway, or any for that matter, that the slaves owned 55% of the enterprise, like what the NFL players do. So a different ballgame altogether, not to mention these NFL players. Have some been subject to social injustice? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, those are individual stories to be told. Can you say that some of them got away with maybe some social justice because they were big men on campuses and, you know, they were, hey, they're great ball players, so we've got to give them an exception. We got to pass them, even though they got an F. We got to give them a C, you know, so they get the grade so we can keep them on the ball field every weekend during college. And you know, so they've been coddled all the way through. And so now, having experienced life that way, somehow, you know, people want to make them as the spokespeople of something that they truly don't understand. You know, give me someone who really has gone through it that and help us understand in light of, you know, how far America has come, you know, over the years with this racial divide. Many people have made too much money over the years because of the racial divide. They've taken advantage of this. They've been able to get money out of the treasury, which is supposed to be for all, and they've been able to get it for themselves. And the thing that really blows me away is it really is for themselves instead of them utilizing their money and influence to help these cities. Unlike a guy like Mike Moore, who Mark Moore that we just talked to, unlike him and Mark Moore and you know what they're doing with Empowered to Serve, I mean, they're going into these urban communities and making a difference, realizing, hey, there's some little things here that we can do to enhance your life and to improve the quality of life. Nothing, you know, I mean, it's not like we have to recreate the community, but there's some little things that we can do. And kind of amazingly, which is something that we've seen, but I've not seen it put in that context, and that is the difference between zip codes, the advantages of zip codes. But the American Heart Association has done studies, extensive studies, to show that, you know, people, you could be 5 miles apart. And just being 5 miles apart, your life expectancy could alter as much as 20 years to the positive. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? But you see, if we're not working together like Mark and going into these urban communities, and if we're not, but we're arguing and fussing and fighting and claiming our right instead of serving the communities, then we can fuss and fight and hold our hands up and abuse some things that are absolutely holy and righteous to this country and, you know, create more problems than solutions. That's the opportunity we have right now. We're smart people. And we've got smart people in all of this. I mean, and I'm sorry that you're caught up in the emotion of it. And I wish I could wave a wand and just remove that weight, that heavy weight that's upon your shoulders and that has you feeling discontent, especially those of you that have done so well in this country and getting caught up in some of this other stuff that is counterproductive. And, you know, as Zig Ziglar would say, it's that stinking thinking. Here it comes again. Stinking thinking. But what are we doing? You know, what are we willing to fall on the sword for? Are we willing to fall on the sword for our families, for the greatness of this country and things and the advantages that this country continues to offer to its citizens? That's the challenge that's before us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea.